Yerushalmi Kilayim corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Lamed Vov. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Ches Med Aleph, 5 lines from the foot of the page. Tani Yoshua. Tani Yoshua hi malakdim asovim mikol mokim chutz mistei tolton. The Bible says that when Yoshua conquered the land, he made 10 conditions. One of them was that it is permitted to pick herbs from any field except a fenugreek field. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman k'shizor la'amir hi masnisem. The Yaakov bar Acha, quoting Yitzchak bar Nachman, said the Bais was discussing when he planted it for its stalks. V'ataninan v'chein tilton she'elis minei asovim enu chayev moisoi l'nakesh. We ask a question, how could fenugreek be prohibited? Doesn't our Mishnah teach that if a fenugreek field sprouted many species of herb, he's not obligated to weed them since they cause damage to the fenugreek and the owner doesn't want them? Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem garmei k'she'elt l'zera. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha himself said that it's when he planted the fenugreek for it to be used for sowing. When the herbs grow there, they cause damage, so he doesn't want them to grow, and it's not kilayim. However, Shua prohibited using herbs from a fenugreek field when they were planted for animal fodder, where he's happy if herbs grow. Rabbi Yosi b'chi loy ba Yoshua l'farish el la'ivri aveira. Ava aveira otha m'shem gezel. Le'ava aveira muta m'shem gezel. Rabbi Yosi asked the question, did Yoshua come to explain it for the benefit of sinners? If a person had sinned and planted fenugreek for animal fodder and allowed the herbs to grow, others may not take it as a theft. But if he had not sinned in allowing the herbs to grow, the fenugreek had been used for sowing or human consumption, others may take it and there's no problem of theft. The Gemara answers, therefore it makes no difference whether he used them for sowing or for animal fodder, as in both he wanted the herbs uprooted. If so, why do Yoshua prohibit picking from such a fenugreek field? The Gemara asked him, furthermore, our Mishnah taught if a fenugreek field sprouted many species of herb, he's not obligated to weed them. But if you say that his mind is on them, he would need to uproot the herbs. Rav'acha, quoting Rav Maisha, answered that the owner doesn't want them, but once they've already grown and damaged the fenugreek, he then wants them for use, and as if they were already uprooted and set down before him. The Gemara asked, if so, the same should apply to Kilaya Kerem, which is crops that grow in a vineyard, that it would be theft to take them. Rabbi Yosi la'amakein, ela shebesoifu roitze behen ki ilakun menochen lefonav. Rabbi Yosi disagreed with Rav Acha, rather, when they are growing and even when he picks them, he doesn't want them, which means that they are permitted, but later on he will want them. Me'ata matzav kilayim bakerem yu asur mishun gezel shebesoifu roitze behen ki ilakun menochen lefonav. Well, if so, then kilaya kerem should be prohibited to steal, since he wants them in the end. Kan yeshloi im milei kanes, kan einloi im milei kanes. The answer is, in a fenugreek field, it would be gathered to get in together with the herbs, since they are both used for animal fodder. But in a vineyard, it would not, since the grapes are for human use. Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Mana, boy, hege adzmacha, shahaya ba sadeh acheres, shel tilton, smucholoi, harishloi, emili kanes. Rav Nachman says, well, Rav Mana asked, if he had another field of fenugreek near the vineyard, it would be prohibited to uproot the herbs that grow in the vineyard, as he would gather them together with the fenugreek. And the Gemara leaves this question unanswered. The Rabban disagree with Rabbi Yosi, who said that in a fenugreek field he wants the herbs after they are picked, but there is no prohibition of kelayim, whether they were sown for seeds or for animal fodder. As Rabbi Zvikan said from Beis Rabbi Yanai, all svichim are prohibited aside from those that grow in a fallow field, a ploughed field, and a vineyard. And some say, aside from a fenugreek field that was sown for its seeds, since the svichim do damage. Am Rabbi Yosi milsad Rabbi Yochanan misaili mas be'echad shalakach yor kashel gina min agoy asa v'shal Rabbi Yochanan amalei say lekoit ulefi hashuk machor. Rabbi Yosi says that a teaching of Rabbi Yochanan supports me. It once happened that a person bought all the vegetables of a garden from a Gentile in which kilayim were planted. Rabbi Yochanan told him, go and uproot the kilayim, as if you leave them growing in your possession, they will become prohibited, and find out their value and sell them. Rabbi Abo asked Rabbi Yochanan, but the Mishnah taught, or an area of a threshing floor that sprouted many species that damage the ground. The vegetables there don't become kilayim, as all are aware that he is unhappy about them. So why here must he immediately uproot them? Rabbi Yochanan answers that there its location, which is a threshing floor, proves that he doesn't want them. Vithivina kan also mishum gezel become muta mishum gezel. Hechata moshivani davashu also mishum gezel im davashu muta mishum gezel. Rabbi Yossi says that if there will be a difference as to whether he planted the fenugreek for human or animal consumption, he should have used it to answer that in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, he may not collect the herbs because it's theft, and in the Mishnah, where he's not happy with its growth, there is no prohibition. And Rabbi Yochanan should have responded, how can you question me from a case where there's no prohibition of theft? And since he didn't respond in this way, he must reason that even if herbs grew in a fenugreek field that was planted for human consumption, he's happy with it. Kahida amar bi imi ashirim hayu vashivais. Oy yeva kahida amar bi nasa ki inish de ifbe train tamin vu mesiv chad min hoin. The Gemara rejects that and says, no, it's like the statement of Rabbi Imi, that Rabbi Yochanan had many answers, but he chose just one of them. Or we can say, like Rabbi Nasa, that it's like a person who has two answers to give and only gives one of them.